I'm talking to Amanda again, and she's going to tell us about a drink spiking forum that Brisk was involved in.
It was actually Community Action Forums Addressing Drink Spiking, and it was organised by Di McLeod from the Gold Coast Sexual Assault Service. So she's doing community consultation right around Queensland.
So that's to help young women in particular and students to find out what's dangerous, what to look out for?
Yeah, it's representatives from the campus bar staff and, different stakeholders in the community. And what it's doing is educating people about the dangers of drink spiking and the realities of drink spiking, as well as educating about rape and the myths and the problems with the legal system, particularly in respect to drink spiking and the difficulties that come out of getting evidence when often drugs that are used in drink spiking only stay in people's blood for a limited amount of time, and also difficulties in memory associated with drink spiking also makes that difficult but not impossible.
It's really good to hear that the responsibility for stopping drink spiking goes beyond the individual who might be a target of it, that the wider community has to take action as well.
Definitely. There's been some good stuff happening with drink spiking, and I guess, again, drink spiking is something I could talk about for a long time. It's a very small percentage of sexual assaults, and it's a part of a larger subset, which is drug-facilitated sexual assault. So people can use drugs as a weapon. Drink spiking is the most common example of that, but also through people voluntarily taking drugs and being incapable to consent. There's stuff happening, and looking at getting community partnerships happening to address drink spiking in Brisbane, and people can call us at Brisk if they want more information or are interested in being part of that as well.
Thanks a lot, Amanda.